Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have relationship coach Dr. Ida Green. She's author of 20 books, with her latest being Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And we'll be discussing just that, some provocative ideas about what may be standing in the way of you finding the love you desire. So welcome, Dr. Ida.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's our pleasure, of course. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that maybe feel like they're a good catch, that they've got a lot to offer, but yet they're still single. Or maybe they were in relationships that they thought were absolutely perfect, and then they just crumbled and fell apart. So for those people out there that are still looking for that love that they desire, what do you feel is keeping them from finding that love?
Well, you know, there's several things, but the one key point is, I find, is that the anxiety about not having or finding the right love, and that sense of uncertainty and never really settling in, but thinking, well, what is wrong and why is it not happening? So feel that something's wrong with them and feel that they're maybe fatally flawed because they may have had relationships and they are not sticking and they're not staying together. And there's some issues with that. And then another big component is self-esteem issues. I mean, there's so many issues with self-esteem that keeps us not really finding that love because there's holes in ourselves. So we really have to work on our relationship with ourselves and getting that self developed, getting it healed and hold, and really having a self-esteem that's healthy enough to attract another person. So many times there's holes in our self-esteem. And so because of these little flaws, and sometimes there are things that we are not even paying attention to, but it could be our the way we communicate, our communication pattern. So these are some things that can really get in the way in terms of us, what's keeping us from finding the love that we desire.
Mm-hmm. So now what if you're not ready? How do you know if you're even ready for love? I mean, if you are going out there and putting yourself out there and you feel like your self-esteem is okay, you feel good about yourself, but how do you know if you really aren't ready to be serious about finding love?
Well, you have an openness and you'll be ready to self-reveal. To really be in a relationship that's sustainable, you have to be able to let your guard down, allow yourself to open up and share parts of yourself. You really have to be vulnerable to allow that to fail and be okay if it fails. But you have to, because you're really trying to see if this is a good fit. And you won't know until you actually get into the process and start talking and communicating with the person. And it takes time for relationships to fit. Sometimes you have to, it's like putting a puzzle together. You have to look for the different parts together. And when you start anything, everyone is afraid. You know, the male is withholding and trying to check you out, and you're withholding and checking him out. So there's this less wait and see. And let's, you know, it's like, who's going to make this first move? And then when that person makes that move, you're evaluating them. And sometimes we can be too critical in our assessment of the person and scare them away or run them away. So we have to really have to have more tolerance and be willing to show up as, I wouldn't say idiot, but show up as our weakness, show our weaknesses, because When we show our weaknesses, then the other person can let their guard down and show their weaknesses, and then we can see a little bit about them. But if we're protecting ourselves and our emotions and our feelings and thinking, well, they need to go first. Someone has to go first, and, you know, whoever it is. But more than often, it's the girl, the female, who is willing to take the risk. So don't feel that it has to be equal and that you want the guy to really show that he loves you, because guys have they need a little bit more work and a little bit more encouragement, and we have to show them how to do it. So once we show them how to do it, then they can navigate the rest of it.
Right, so it's the beginning of the training process, right?
Mm-hmm.
that we have as women. You know, we've got to train our men to be able
Absolutely.
To open up, to be able to contribute, to be able to not be afraid of commitment. Right? I mean, so that's
we have to show them that
yeah.
Absolutely, because men are afraid that we're going to put them in a box. They're so afraid of losing their freedom and losing their wings. So if you let them still have their friends and not be so solo where you got to put them in a box and it's just you and them. Allow them to have the same normal life that they normally have, and then they can figure out which of these entrees is the better, you know. So you got to
right?
let them
sure.
experience other entrees to see, well, this is the main dish and this is what I really, really like, because this one gives me freedom. This person validates me. This person allows me, is not taking away anything from me, but they're supplementing and adding to who I am as a person. And certainly people want people going to support them and strengthen them in who they are as an individual.
Right. Now, what should people be aware of in terms of seeming too needy, seeming too desperate? You might get to a point, maybe you're in your mid-30s or you're reaching 40, you haven't been married yet, you're still getting out there. Maybe you're putting yourself in situations that aren't age-appropriate, those sorts of things. When you almost appear so desperate that you would repel a potential partner, I mean, how do you avoid that scenario?
Well, the one thing we have to have the confidence. The self-doubt shows up immediately, and no one wants to be around someone who's doubting themselves and doubting if they are, you know, if they have the right person. And you're constantly worrying excessively about obsessing, almost to the point of obsessing about this, you know, and it gets into the point where you get so fearful that you think that this will never happen. Then we get into this, almost like we lock ourselves into a box and we can't get out to really free ourselves. So we're so wrapped up into our own vision of, well, this is not going to ever work and it's taking so long and how long does it take? And, you know, my biological clock is running out and I want to have a child. The more
yeah.
we relax and settle into the be in the moment, people love being around people who are in the moment, who allow them to just check in and check out, because really we check in and out of relationships all the time. So just really being in the moment and having fun being in the moment. People love being around people who are fun and who are laughing and enjoying themselves. So if
yeah.
we can just get into the fun, being the fun person that we can be, we'll be more attractive rather than into the anxiety and the fear. No one wants to be around someone who's nervous and anxious and fearful. You know, that kind of energy repels rather than attracts.
Right. So now we're running out of time, Dr. Ida. What would be the last thing you'd want to tell our listeners?
Well, I would want to tell them that to work on, to have that right partner, they need to work on making themselves and have the characteristics and to be the person they want to attract. So if you want to attract a loving partner, then become that loving partner that you're willing and want to attract, and it will work.
Well, wonderful. Well, you know what, Dr. Ida Green, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your expertise and insight. And of course, if our listeners want to learn more about Dr. Ida, the relationship coach, and her latest book, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, you can do so at her website, www.idagreen.com. And that is Green with an E. So it's IDAGREENE.com. Thanks, Dr. Ida, for a fun and informative interview.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.